Charles Meekins, M-E-E-K-I-N-S. Number one, I've been exposed. Well, first of all, he was born 7-1-93. What's today? Today is the 23rd. And two complaints, abdominal pain, number one, dysuria, number two, ejaculation is painful lately, number three, I've been exposed to syphilis, number four, neck pain, it's just palpitation, it's me dizziness. My patient is a 28-year-old young man who's gained some weight recently. He doesn't know why, but he's been under a lot of stress. He also worked at a chemical plant, has worked all over the country, period. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he doesn't use any drugs. Allergy, hydrocortisone, medical problems, none, surgical problem, none, medication, cold medication, recently immunization, has never had any COVID vaccination, family history positive for diabetes, review of system, leg pain, arm pain, symptoms of BPH, symptoms of painful ejaculation, palpitations, dizziness, neck, abdominal pain, girlfriend has been diagnosed with syphilis, and since then he's had all these issues and problems. He thinks it might be in his head, but he also is here to get checked out. He's alert, he's awake. He weighs 223 pounds, 99, 98, 18, 82, 130 over 86. Heart, positive, positive, two lungs, clear abdomen, soft, mixture of these conditions, right from the coast, assessment number one, evaluation of his abdomen via ultrasound is completely negative. Next number, neck pain was evaluated via ultrasound. Thyroid looks good, no cyst. Carotid looks good. As far as vertigo is concerned, we checked his carotid with Doppler studies, and that was fine as well. Next number is leg pain and arm pain, no sign of DVT. Next one is abdominal pain, liver looks okay, gallbladder looks okay, prostate looks normal, about 13 to 15 gram with painful ejaculation. Next one is check STD, next one is check gonorrhea, check for gonorrhea, syphilis, herpes, and chlamydia, all discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.